We're up to the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. We're starting Mem Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbe, Omer Rav Huna. If someone tells his chaver, Mechor li be'elu, person picks up money in his hands, and he tells his chaver, I want you to sell me your chayfetz be'elu with this money that I'm holding. And the Meicher didn't ask the Lekeach how much money he's giving him, and he accepted the money that the Lekeach was holding in his hands. The loch is, Om Rabba Marafuna, in this case, Mochar li Be'elu kone. The Lekeach is kone the chayfetz with the money that he gave him, and nobody could back out. Even though we kept seeing over here in this parak that Mo Yisein and kone is by Metaltalin. So the Teret says, we'll see in a minute what's the pshat, why it's kone. In addition, Zokter, V'yeshtoi Olav Hino, that this Mekach is subject to Dine Hino. We know that when there's a Mekach, if either the Moicher or the Lekeach rips off the other one, a shtus, the loch is kone umachzer eino. If it was a sixth off of the price, so the kinyan is chal, but whoever was ripped off has to be reimbursed. If it's less than a shtus, there's a mechila. If it's more than a shtus, the mekach is batel. So in this case, even though he said mechar li be'elu, and he didn't specify how much money he's giving him, and yena accepted, if it's off a shtus, it's subject to eino. Now Rashi's lashon is, for example, if the amount of money the Lekeach gave the Meicher is less than the value of the Chayfetz, it's less a Shtus. So now it's subject that there's a Din of Eino, and he has to give him the difference between the money that he gave him and the real value. The Machna Prime is Medayik from the fact that Rashi only chapped on the case of Pichsei Shtus, where the Lekeach is ripping off the Meicher, he could have also said Hoysirishtos, that he paid too much. For the fact that Rashi didn't say that, Machna Prime is Medayik, that if the Loikeach's amount of money that he gave the Meicher was more than the value of the Chayfetz, then there's no Dinoino. Then the Meicher doesn't have to reimburse the Loikeach. Because since the Loikeach knew how much money he's giving, so obviously he was maskum to give this amount of money. There's a Mechila Mitzidoi. But the Meicher, who doesn't know how much money he's getting, that's subject to Eino. So again, the Loch is that it's kona v'yeshle olavayno. Kona, the reason why the kinyan is chal, we just finished saying that you can't be kona with mois, matbeya is not kona metaltalin, so how does this kinyan work? The chichalip and dummy. Typical when I want to pay for something in cash, metaltalin is not nikna for kesef. But here, since he didn't tell him the amount of money, so this is daime to chalip. Since the moicher has no idea how much money he's getting, and he still agreed, so obviously he's not taking the money as a payment for the chayfetz. He has no idea how much money it is, and he still agreed to it. Elamai, he's taking the money as a ma'isik kinyan, like chalipin. Just like when you take a sudr, you're still planning to get paid. The sudr is the ma'isik kinyan. So here too, when he's getting the money, it's a ma'isik kinyan, like chalipin, and therefore the kinyan is kinyan, chalipin is kinyan. However, the Gemara later is going to ask, what was the ma'isik chalipin? With what? With kesef, eimad bein asa chalipin. So actually, the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. So again, the reason why it's kinyan, and there's no problem with ma'isik and kinyan, from the fact that he's not makbid on the amount of money he gets, obviously ki chalipin dami, he's viewing this as a kinyan chalipin. However, v'yeshloi olav oino, there's still a din of oino, because the mechor li be'elu kamerle, since he used the words mechor li be'elu, he used a lashon memker, and not a lashon chalipin, Zok Rashi, so memele it's subject to the din oino. Many Yerushalayim are mdaik from this Rashi, the Rashi holds that in kinyan chalipin there's no din oino. Din oino is only shayich by a proper mekach u'memker, a regular ma'isa kinyan, not a kinyan of chalipin. And mele here, hayoisi used the lashon of mechire, so therefore it's subject to dina eino. That's the memra of Rabbi b'shem Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba om Rav Huna, Rabbi Abba had a different memra b'shem Rav Huna. Same case, mechor li be'elu, if a lekeach gives an amount of money to a mechir for a chayfetz, and he doesn't tell him how much he's giving him, he just holds the money in his hands and he says, mechor li be'elu, sell me your chayfetz for the money I'm holding in my hand. Kone. And that prat, he's moide terabah, the Rav Huna paskind, the kinyan is chal. And like we said before, even though mois and kinyan is, but since he didn't ask him how much money it is, it's mashm that it's a kinyan chalipin. However, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rav Huna held, ein loy olav oino. He held that this is not doim, since it's a chalipin de gedin, there is no oino. Whereas Rabbi Bar Avuna said, since he used the lashon of mechirli, it is subject to dina eino. That's the machlokes, the two lashonis libe de Rav Huna. Zog the Gemara, pshita, that's pashit, in a case where someone gives somebody domim ve'ein makbid aleim. So in that case, the khalip and dami. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, if a person gives somebody mois or a chayfetz in return for a chayfetz that the moicher has, and he's not makbid to see how much money he's being given, so in that case, that means dumb. He's paying something, but he's dumb. He didn't say the word chalipin, but he's giving some payment, and the moicher isn't makbid to see the amount of the payment. Hakamina, the koni, the chalipin dummy, that has den of chalipin. Doesn't have a den of mois, mois ein and koinis, has den of chalipin, like we said before. Because both the Shainis Libid Ravuna agreed that Mecharli Be'elu was koni. They were just arguing whether it's subject to din and Enoah, but the Kenyan is chal, because it has den of chalipin. However, what is a shaila? What would be chalipin umak bedalei and mai? If someone gives a chayfetz to a moicher, betar is chalipin, like a Kenyan sudr. I'm giving you a sudr, and by you being koni to the sudr, you're makling me something else. But however, he was makbid aleihen to see that the sudr is worth somewhat the value of what he's trying to purchase. The moicher wants to see the value over here. So in that case, mai, do we say that this is the kadin of chalipin? And memele, as soon as the person is koine that sudr or that chayfetz v'makom the sudr, the other one is koine what the moicher has? Or no, hayois, he's makbid to see the value. So that's doime to Kenyan Kesef. Oy bazoi, it works with mois, and mois ain't kindness when it comes to metaltalin. You have to wait till the other person makes a mashiach. That's the shayla in the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua is matmiya. The way Rashi seems to learn, the shayla of chalipin of here is in a case of a Kenyan sudr. Most of the time, a Kenyan sudr, the moicher gives back the sudr. So what pshat does it mean that he's makbid? What says he's makbid? What does he care how much the sudr is worth? He's anyways usually not keeping it. Pnei Yeshua wants to learn over here. We're talking about a different type of chalipin. There's two types of chalipin. There's chalipin shove b'shove and chalipin she'ein shove. There's a chalipin shove b'shove. I have a par, you have a chamor. Let's trade. So there, we're giving value for value. The other case of is a kinyan sudr, which the sudr is nowhere near the value of the chayfetz, and the sudr is even going back. It's a ma'isa kinyan ba'alma. So Pnei Yeshua wants to learn this Gemara is talking about in the case of chalipin shove b'shove, and that's the question. He wants to know, hayois their makbid. So maybe this should be daime to mois. Instead of giving you mois, I'm giving you shava kesef. That's the Gemara Shail. Zog the Gemara, Omer of Adab Arahava, L'choy Rehavarai, Toshma, Shteta Aloch, Areisha hoye toifes perose. A person is standing in the shuk, and he's holding on to his par, Va'oimid, Uba chaveiroi va'omer loy peros chalom. His chaver sees him holding the par of the shuk. He asks him, why are you here with your par in the shuk? So he says, L'chamor ani tzorech, I'm looking to purchase a chamor. So Yana tells him, Yashli chamor, shani noisanach, I have a chamor that I can give you. Perascha bekame, how much do you want for your part? So he tells him, bekach bekach. And then he asks him back, chamorcha bekame, how much do you want for your chamor? Bekach bekach. So this amount. Moshech, and they agree that they're going to trade it. So moshech bala chamor es hapor. If the bala chamor is now moshech the par, v'lehispik bala par limshech es chamor. But the Bala Por wasn't yet Moshech the Chamor. So the Bala Chamor has the Por, was Moshech it. And before the Bala Por was Moshech the Chamor, at Shemes the Chamor died. So we don't say that the Kenyan was Chalitz, like a regular Chalipin. And once the person, the Bala Chamor, was Moshech the Por, so the Bala Por is now Kaina the Chamor wherever it is. And Melev the Chamor died, tough luck on him, he lost his Chamor. No. The Loch is, like Kone Bala Chamor is a Por. Even the Bala Chamor, who was Moshech the Por, is also not Kaina. Till the other one doesn't make a meshiche on the chamor, none of them are koine. So what's the pshat? Shema mino, this is a case of chalipin. They're being machlif. I'm going to give you my par, you give me your chamor. But it was makbid aleihem. They wanted to see exactly how much each one's animal was worth. So this is a case of chalipin and makbid aleihem. And the halacha is like on it. We don't view it as a chalipin. We view it as a kinyan kesef. Instead of paying the Bala Chamor, the Bala Por who wants to get the Chamor is paying for the Chamor with his Por. So Mele, when the Bala Chamor is Moishech the Por, he's being Moishech Mois. Being Moishech the Por is like being Moishech Mois, and Mois ain't Koine. So Mele, since he's not Koine the Por, so Huadin, since the Bala Por is not Koine the Chamor, because Mois ain't Koine, when the Bal HaChamor accepts the parah as mois, So that's a kinyan mois ain't in kainis. So memele the balapara wasn't kind of the chamor. So who adin the balchamor won't be kind of the parah, even though he made mishicha, because Yana was only maskim to sell him the parah because he's getting back the chamor. But since he's not being kind of the chamor with the parah that he paid, because mois ain't in kainis, so nobody is kind until they both make mishicha. So we see in a case of chalipin where there's a hakpada that it should be equal. In that case, it doesn't work b'tayas chalipin, and therefore the only way to be kind is if they both make mishicha. Zog de Gemara, Shema Amina, Chalipin amak v'daleim loy kon. Amar Rav, Otu Chalipin b'shuftin yaskina and loy kapti. Every time Rashi's lashon is Otu Chalipin de Kro, the Chalipin that the Torah talks about, meaning in the parasha of Rus, when they were kind of the karak over there with the Nal, Otu Chalipin de Kro b'shuftin yaskina, that people aren't. The Rashi's lashon is loy kapti ledas shiyu shavus k'tzas domim. Every chalipin, the person that's being koine, the sudr amanas to be makne, the chayfetz, is not a shayte. He's obviously being makbe, that there should be some value in the sudr. And still, the halacha is, it's koine. So you see that even by chalipin, where you're makbe, it works with tayyas chalipin. Ela kol chalipin mikbet kabdi, and still it's koine. So avade, that's the answer to your shayla. Chalipin, where you're makbid, 100%, it works. Now, Rashi's case that he says, Otto chalipin meshuftin askin, Rashi says we're talking about chalipin dekra, is a shtekoplia, because no way is the nal worth anything near the amount of the karka that they were trying to sell over there in the story in Rus. So may the other mefarshim learn that we're talking about over here chalipin of shavu b'shavu, when they're trying to trade something that's equal value. So in that case, there's a din that it works with tayyas chalipin, even though they're makbid. So you see that chalipin and makbid still works with tayyas chalipin. We just saw on this brayso over here, by the case where this one had a par and this one had a chamor, and each one wanted to know how much it's worth, the halacha was none of them are koine till they both make mashicha. What's pshat? We just finished saying chalipin and makbid works. The omar loi, the story was, he asked him, chamor bipore utle. After he asked him, how much is your chamor worth? How much is your parah worth? At the end, they came out, the agreement is going to be, I'm going to sell you my chamor in return for a parah together with a tlet. That was the deal. And the story was that the bala chamor was mashach es ha-parah, vadayin le mashach es ha-tlet. So in that case, lehava le mishichem alye. If he would have been mashach the parah and the tlet and a chanami, the bala chamor would have been koine the parah. The Balapara would have been koine the chamor. But since they made up, the Balachamor said, I want the parah and the tleh, and he wasn't meishach the parah and the tleh, he was only meishach the parah, so it felt in the meshich. That's why the chalipin wasn't chal. Zog the Gemara, Omer Mar, we said before the memory of Rav Huna, if someone tells a meicher, mechor li be'elu, sell me your chayfetz be'elu with the money that I have in my hand, and Yenna didn't even ask him how much money he has in his hands, the loch is kone, the kinyan is chal, V'yashtay olavayno. So the Lashon HaGemara before was, why is he kinda? The kivin delay kapa delay, the ki chalipin dami. So hayayis, he wasn't makbid. He didn't ask him, how much money are you giving me? So maybe it's mashma that he's not accepting the money b'teiris damin, but rather b'teiris chalipin. Frag the Gemara, leim esamber avunim at bein asa chalipin. We had before a whole sugya, aim at bein asa chalipin. Here, you're telling me this works as a kinyan chalipin. What was he getting? What was the makim the sudr? And matbeya, the moy is that the lekeich is giving. So you see matbeya nasa chalipin. So the Gemara loy, Rav Huna sovar klebi yoichan and the Omar, dvar teirim moy is koinis. This is a teretz that we had in the Gemara before. Lo ilam, this kinyan has nothing to do with chalipin, because enachanami ein matbeya nasa chalipin. The kinyan is a kinyan kesef with moy. Ay, moy is ein and koinis. The reason why moy is ein and koinis, Rav Huna sovar klebi yoichan, the Omar dvar teirim moy is koinis. Midirai said there's no problem to be koine even metaltlin with moy. Nor was it's takana the rabban and prema amra meshicha koine. Why taka where chazal koine where chazal mesakin that metalton is only nicknamed by meshicha as opposed to kesef? Gzeir shem yoyim lo nisr fuchitacha baliyah. Because if you could be koine with kesef, the meicher once he gets his kesef won't be concerned about saving the chayfetz that he sold from a fire. So maybe we're mesakin that the meicher wasn't yet goimer the mekach by this that he accepted the money. He has to wait till the keich is meishich the chayfetz. But midiraisa, there's nothing wrong with mois. So mamele, if it's only a takana de rabban al tzakzeire, milsa de shchicha gaza b'rabban, milsa de loy shchicha loy gaza b'rabban. So mamele, milsa de shchicha is that you pay cash
for something. What type of cash? Cash that the person knows how much he's getting. But the person accepting amount of cash and he has no idea how much money he's getting, mechardi be'elu, that's a mosad le'shchicha. So b'chahai gavne chazal, whenever goes there, so he reverts back to the derais of the gedin that mois is koinis. And lo'idim, this has nothing to do with chalipin. Omale ma'arhuna b'reidir of Nachman Rav Ashi. Atun hochi masnisala. You weren't sure whether Rav Huna holds matbeya nasa chalipin, matbeya ena nasa chalipin. So Mili, you tried to bring your eye from here, you see matbeya nasa chalipin, and you were matchet, no, could be that matbeya ena nasa chalipin, and here the kinyan isn't chalipin, the kinyan is mois, aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. But you weren't sure, it was all misafik. Anan hochi masnisala. We learned befeish what Rav Huna's shita is benegeya matbeya in chalipin. We saw before in the Gemara, v'chein omer Rav Huna, he was one of the shitas that said clearly a psak, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. So if ein matbeya nasa chalipin, so how does b'chardi be'eli work? A karkach doesn't work with chalipin. A karkach works with a kinyan mois. Ay, mois ain't a kainis. No, because mederais a mois is kainis. It's only because of a gzeir. And milsad eshchicha, because of Rabban. So we didn't answer this by in Sofik. But also was a milsad epshita, because we have a psak of Ravuna, a clear psak that he holds, ein matbeya nasa chalipin. So now the Gemara goes into the kinyan of chalipin. Exactly the mechanics how chalipin works. In fact, the Gemara b'ma koinin. The sudr that you use by kinyan chalipin, whose sudr is this? Who's giving the sudr to whom? Rav Amar, b'kelev shel koine. The koine gives his sudr to the makne, and when the makne is koine the sudr, he's makne back the chayfet the koine wants to buy. Now, even though the koine is going to give money afterwards, so why does he want to also give the sudr? The koine is happy that the makne should be koine his sudr, in order that the makne should be makne immediately the chayfet that he wants to buy, even though he didn't pay yet. He wants the kinyan to be chal immediately, so he's happy that the makne should be koine the sudr that he's giving him. Levi yomar b'kelev shel makne. Levi says that kinyan chalipin works that the makne gives his sudr to the koine, and when the koine is koine the sudr of the makne, he's also koine the chayfet of the makne. K'debin l'meim l'kamalak, the Gemara is going to explain immediately how that works. Omadei Rav Huna b'diskara to the Rav, or the Levi, the Amar b'kenev shel makne, hokakoni are agav glime. Rav Huna's understanding, how does this work, kelev shel makne? So it seems that the mechanics is that hayois, the koine is trying to buy a chayfet from the makne. So the makne is makne him the sudr, and when the koine is koine the sudr from the makne, together with the sudr, he's also koine the kinyan, he's also koine the chayfet that he wants to be koine. So the makor for kinyan sudr is in the parasha of Rus. Over there we're talking about the nal. The bet nal is a beged, it's a shoe. With the nal was koine al yudei the nal, there was a kinyan on karka. So frekter akasha, if you're telling me it works with kelev shel makne, that sounds like a kinyan agav, but a backwards kinyan agav. It comes to is hokakoni are agav glime. The lekeich was being koine a karka agav the fact that he was koine a beged. Because you're saying that with the fact that the makne is giving the koine a nal, when the koine is koine the nal, he's koine together with the nal, he's koine the karka. Im kain havli nechosim sheyesh the machrayis nikne nechosim she'en the machrayis. So it comes out you have karkois that are being nikne agav metaltlin vanan ipchetnan. The Mishnah says in kedushin we had this that the way agav works is faket nechosim she'en the machrayis nikne nechosim sheyesh the machrayis. That you could be koine metaltlin agav the karka that you koine. You make a ma'isa kinyan on the karka kazvushtar chazoket, and with that you koine metaltlin. Here we're saying faket. You're making a ma'isa meshicha on the metaltlin, and with that you koine karkois. Omar lei, yihave Levi hocha. Had Levi been here and heard your kasha, have a mapik la'apoch pulsa the nurit. He would have threw sparks of fire at you. Rashi says it's a lashon of shamta. He would have put you in nidui for being choishet him such a Narashisvar Mi Savras Gleema Maknale. You think the Lomdus is that he's being makna him the Gleema, and Al Yidei that the Lekeich is being koine the Gleema, he's being koine the Karka together with the Gleema? That wasn't the Kavan of Levi. About the mechanics of Chalipin works that the makna is getting something, and in return for what he's getting, he's being machlif the Chayfetz HaNikna. What's he getting? Bahi Ano the Kamal Kabul Minei. Gomer vakni, like, you're right. Levi says that the moicher is makne a sudr to the koine. But the point is that when the koine is koine the sudr, he was willing to be koine a sudr from the makne. That gives the makne hanot. The fact that someone is willing to get something from me, to accept my matonah, that's a hanah for me. So when the lekeach is koine the suder, that gives an asinus hanah to the makne. Tachas the kabbalah's hanah the makne is getting from the koine who is makabel his chayfetz, for that hanah that he's getting in return, he's being makne the chayfetz. So that's how chalipin works. Chalipin doesn't work agav the gedin. Chalipin works that for the fact that the moicher is getting hanah, for that hanah he's willing to be makna his chayfetz. Now the sugi in kedushin discusses a isha who gives money to an adam choshev could be miskadeshes them even though she's giving him money instead of him giving her money. And the gemara works with the svara that hayoyis a adam choshev is mekabel matana from someone, that's considered that he gave somebody hanah. So when the adam choshev is mekabel money from the isha, it's considered the isha received hanah from him. But here it only works with adam choshev. Here we're saying it works by any person. When a person is mekabel a matana, that's considered a nesinus hanah. How does that stem with the sugi and kedushin? That's mashman only works by adam choshev. So some rishonim learned that in chanam, but this is not the ikar reason. The ikar reason of Levi, it's learned out of psukim. We'll see soon. The gemara is just trying to give a ktsas tam, a little bit of a hesber. But other rishonim say no, that loyalim even not a adam choshev. There's hanah. Every person that's mekabel a matana is considered that he gave hanah to the noisin. By adam choshev, it's considered that he gave hanah worth a shavu pruta. By kedushin, need a shavu pruta. By Stam Adam, it's also an Asinus Hanah, but a lot less than a Shavu Pruta. So when it's Negeya to Kedushin, Pachas M'Shavu Pruta doesn't work. But when Negeya to Chalipin, it works even Pachas M'Shavu Pruta, because the Suda doesn't have to be worth a Pruta. Zog the Gemara Vayter Ketanoi, this Machlekes Rav Levi, if you're Koine Chalipin, Bekelev Shal Koine or Kelev Shal Makne, is a Machlekes Tano, Shteta Pasuk in Rus, V'zois L'finim B'Yisrael, Ala Ge'ule V'ala Tzmure L'kayim Kol Dover Sholof Ishnaloi, V'nosan l're'eyu. This is talking about when Boaz was goyel the soda from the Pliny, so somebody gave somebody a nal. So the Gemara Darshan's over here, the Pasuk. Ge'ule zu mechire. Ge'ule refers to a mechire. V'chein hu oimer lo yigol. Taisa says this is a Pasuk b'maiser behemah, that it says over there lo yigol, and lo yigol means you can't sell it. So mele, it's referring to mechire. Tmure is a lashon of chalipin, zu chalipin. V'cheinu oimer lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai. So the yomer means don't exchange the kedusha from a carbon onto a behemah shel chulin. It's a lashon of chalipin. Rashi says geula zu mechire. Dr. Rashi shemocher lo mechire gemure bedamim v'lo kibul mois ubon lekayim divre mechirasan aydei kinyan. So Rashi sounds like he's saying that geula is also a chalipin. That faket they made up to sell something for a price, but he didn't pay for it yet, so they want the kinyan to be chal. So they make a kinyan to be mechay of themselves that this kinyan is chal, and now you owe him money. So Rashi seems to learn this is a kinyan sudr. Zuchalipin, Rashi says, Shemachlev keili zeh b'chefetz shekenegdi. So there's those achronim who want to learn pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is learning both mechire and both geula and Chalip, both Geula and Tmure, which the Gemara calls Mechira and Chalipin, both of them are really referring to Chalipin. Just Geula Zu Mechira refers to the regular Chalipin of Kinyan Soder, and Tmure Zu Chalipin refers to the Chalipin of Shove B'Shove. And Oiba Zoya would be Mashma, Zoy Shteitner Reb Shmuel, that the Mechira of Chalipin Al Yidei Kinyan Soder, so there the Kinyan happens Al Yidei giving a Nal, Al Yidei giving a Soder. And the mechira of chalipin, shavu b'shavu, when you're trading one chayfetz for another chayfetz, there it doesn't work with sudr. There it works is when one is meishach one chayfetz, the other one is kaine the chayfetz shekenegde. Taisus is mashma that geulah mechira refers to regular mechira. We're not talking about chalipin. We're talking about regular mechira. Mechira is metaltlin, whether it's kaine b'kesef, whether it's kaine b'meshicha. Zog de gemar weiter. L'kayim kol dover sholof ishnaloi v'nosan l're'eyu. So the shayla is mi nosan l'mi. The story was that Boaz was buying from the goyel the rights to be paid to the sodas of Elimelech and Machlon B'Kilion. So he was buying those rights from the goyel. The question is, one of the two gave each other the nal. Who gave it? Was it the koine, Boaz, giving it to the makne, to the goyel? Or was it the goyel, the makna, giving it to Boaz, the koine? So mi nosan l'mi. Zok the Gemara, Boaz nosan the goyel. Boaz, the koine, gave it to the moicher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, faket. Goyel nosan the Boaz. So this is clearly the machlekes of Rav Levi. If chalipin works with kelev shal koine or kelev shal makna. So the Gemara Vayter Tana. B'negei the Hilchas Chalipin, the halacha is when you give a sudr, koinim b'keli af b'she'im b'shavar pruta. The keli that you use for kinyan chalipin does not have to be a shavar pruta. Omer of Nachman, loishonu ela b'keli. But it does have to be a keli. Avo b'peri loy. Peri loy zakrashi, anything other than a keli is not valid for chalipin. Because the pasuk says nal, nal is mashma keli. B'she'ish somer no, a filo b'peris doesn't have to be a keli. My time at the Reb Nachman that it has to be a keli. Amar kronaloi v'sholof ishnaloi nal in midachin aloi. My time at the Reb Sheshes that holds it could be anything. Amar kro l'kayim kol dover. So Rashi explains l'kayim kol dover. He's teaching l'kayim b'chol dover with anything, not mamish anything, medbei or not, but a koponim. It doesn't have to be necessarily a keli. It could be peri as well. So the Gemara the Reb Nachman nami oksiv l'kayim kol dover. So why is he limited to nal? So the Gemara he learns l'kayim kol dover, not l'kayim b'chol dover. Hahu l'kayim kol dover the niknin b'minul. So Rashi says hahu l'kayim kol dover geula t'mure b'minul. That everything like geula and t'mure, if you want to make the kinyan, you can do it with a minul. Now it's a little bit shver the way we explained before that t'mure is not b'minul. We explained before that Rashi said t'mure is you're being machlif one chayfetz for another, and then the kinyan l'chayre is with the chayfetz, not with a minul. Here Rashi says l'kayim kol dover geula u'tmure b'minul. However, Ayin Ram Shiv, whose matched is kasha, Rashi just means that all items that you're koine in a kinyan of mechira or tmure, you could be koine that chayfitz al yidei aminu. So Meile, it doesn't say over here that you could be koine with, you could be make chalipim with other things other than minul. It says that minul could be used to be koine kol dvar. For the Gemara of Reb Sheshes, who holds that doesn't have to be nal, Reb Sheshes nam yaksiv nal, is mashma nal. Amlech Reb Sheshes, no, all the pasuk means is that it has to be daimit to nal, ma naloi dover hamesuyim, avkol dover hamesuyim. What's not dover hamesuyim? Lafuki chatzi rimoin, v'chatzi egois. There has to be a dover sholem without a chesorin. A half of a thing, a half a rimoin, a half a egois, that's not good. Previously we saw in the Gemara that the reason why matbeya ain't an asa chalipim was because matbeya is totally in the tzura, and the melech could be mevatel the tzura, so also it had this chesor, and Rashi explained, it's not a dover shalom, since it could become bottle, it doesn't have a cheshivas of a dover mesuyim. Omer Rav Sheshes Breidir Rav Idi, Keman Kasvin and Ha'idne, when they write shtoris, they write, b'moned, making the kinyan, b'moned the kosher l'meknayibay. What's the sloshen, b'moned the kosher l'meknayibay? Zog de gemar, b'moned lafukim de Rav Sheshes, the Omar, Koinen b'peiris. In other words, we're talking about a kinyan chalipin, and it has to be b'mona, it has to be a keli, like Reb Nachman says. The kosher, lafukim de Shmuel. Shmuel says, the omar koinen b'miroike. What does it mean b'miroike? The Rashi, miroike is a keli which is made out of gloli boker, which is a keli mois, it has no chashivas. So that's not a keli kosher, that means it has no chashivas, such a keli doesn't qualify for chalipin. And a chanami doesn't have to be a shavar pruta we saw in the Gemara before, but it can't be a dover mois that has no chashivas whatsoever. The kosher l'meknaya, v'seis l'meknaya, zok the Gemara la'fukim edelevi da'amar b'kelev shel makna, k'mash malon l'meknaya v'loy l'knuyebe, v'loy l'knuyebe. The meknaya is mashma that this mona that we're using it l'knuye, that it's the koine who's using the mona to be koine. The Hainu Kalev Shakina. Otherwise, it should have said Mona de Kosher Lemakni, that it's the Makna giving it Lahakni. So here's a raya that we do use Kalev Shakina. The Gemara, the last word was the Kosher Lemaknaya Bey. What is Bey coming to tell you? Bey, a Papa Amr Lem Utimat Bey, that it has to be Bey, Dafke, this, Lafuk is something else. What's it being Memayat? A Papa Amr Lem Utimat Bey, Matbey Ein Asa Chalipin. Razvid, Vitamer of Ashi Amr. The mu'uti isuri hano, that if you have a keli which is isuri hano, that's not kosher for chalipin. Ikad amri bay omer apope lemute matbeya, like we said before, but the kosher omer azud v'temer av ashi is lemute isuri hano. Aval marike, before we said that marike is nismayet from kosher, according to this lashon, marike lo yitzchak. For marike, we don't need a pasuk to be mayit, that's poshut mayit, that a dover mos, like a klishal glolim, has absolutely no chashivis, and that's zichanat roi to be a keli with which chalipin is made. It said in the Mishnah, asimoin koines amadbeye, that if you're buying an asimoin, the asimoin is a dover hanikne, And the matbeya is the mois. So therefore, when you're moishach da simon, you're mechuyev to give the matbeya. In fact, the Gemara maya simon, omrav, mois hanitona is besimon. Simon is a lashon of simon. Mois hanitona is besimon, the beis hamerechitz. Rashi explains, when people used to sign up to use the beis hamerechitz, each person that wanted to use the beis hamerechitz had to give the balin, the merechitz attendant, piece of matches that's called a simon. He had to give him something which is a simon. It's a medal, but it was a simon, and he counted how many pieces of metal he got, and like that he knew how many people are coming to use the base the merchitz, and therefore he would warm up the water accordingly for so many people and prepare towels for that amount of people. So Rashi says this a simon was mois pchusois v'rois. It was used just as a simon. It wasn't a currency. Zoi zogt Rav. The Allah is you mechal meiser sheni on mois, but on a simon you can't be mechal. Not only that, v'loy al mois haniton is besimon the beis hamerchitz. You also can't be mechal meiser sheni on these mois that the bathers give to the balin on the beis hamerchitz. He should know how many people are bathing. So obviously, from the fact that the brayis is mechalakid into two, a simon a mois haniton is besimon the beis hamerchitz mechal da simon lav mois and it's besimon beis hamerchitz. It's two separate things. So the Gemara, no, maybe really it's the same thing. And the Braise Gufa is saying one thing, he's just explaining. The Braise says, Ein mechal ma'aseh shein al simon. What is that? The Hainu loyal mois hanitonas besimon beis hamerchitz, which is the definition of a simon. So the Gemara, no, that's impossible, because v'aleitona hochi, there's another Braise that says, mechal ma'aseh shein al simon divrei b'doise, v'chacham ma'imrim ein mechal. There's a machlok is whether you can mechal on a simon. However, both of them agree, v'shavin she'im mechal al mois hanitonas besimon beis hamerchitz. So it's very, very clear that mois hanitonas besimon beis hamerchitz is not a simon. So elam Rabbi Yochanan maya simon pulse. What's pulse, Dr. Rashi? Pulse mechusar tzure v'koyin lepaldin. It's a matbeya. It looks the same thing like a matbeya, but without the tzure. Zog the Gemara v'az Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei that a simon is a matbeya she'ein alav tzure. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Reb Doisi, Reb Yishmol, Omer Dover Echad. Sorry, Reb Doisi, sorry, Reb Yishmol hold the same shita, which is what? Reb Doisi Hod Amor. Reb Doisi is the Reb Doisi we just mentioned, the Braise that says, Yer Mechal Maiser Sheini Ala Simon. And Reb Yishmol, Mahi Desanyi, Vitzarta Kesav Biyotchol, the Rabbis, Kol Dover Hanitzer Biyad, Divrei Reb Yishmol. It doesn't have to necessarily have a tzure, as long as it's something that you carry in the hand. Reb Kiva Omer, the rabbi is called over sheyeshel of tzure. But keep it darshins v'tzartas meloshen tzure. They're not loshen tzurin that it's tied up, nor loshen of tzure. That dafka matbei sheyeshel of tzure. So Rabbi Shmuel, who argues in Rabbi Kiva, says you don't need tzure. It's enough that it's something that a person watches. It's a dover hanitzer. He knots it up in a handkerchief. So what's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel that you don't need kesef shel tzure? Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shmuel is the same shita as Rabbi Doise. Reb Doisa says you can be mechal on a simon, and he's comparing that to Reb Yishmol. Reb Yishmol is the one that says you don't need tzure. So you see that a simon means davar she'ein bo tzure. Said Vayitrin the Mishnah Ketzad Moshe Chimenu Peiris v'lenosan loy mois eni yochel achzeboy. When is the mechira nigmar that you can't be chayzer after the lekeich made meshich on the metaltlin? But if he only gave kesef to the meicher with that, the mechira wasn't nigmar. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Toyre Mois Koines, Mi Dereise Mois Is Koine Be Metalten. Umpenema Omer Meshicha Koine. So why Taka that Chazal Institute Metalten is Nikne Dafke Meshicha Beloi Bekasif? Gzeire, like we saw before, Gzeire Shem Yoimeloi Nisrifu Chitecha Baliye. That if Kasif is going to be Koine, afterwards, someone burns it down, he's not going to make any effort to save it. He's just going to tell the Lekeich, tough luck, Nisrifu Chitecha Baliye. In fact, the Gemara, so what? The Lekeich isn't losing anything. Safe, safe. Man, the Shadad Leke, Boy Yishlumi. The one who made the fire, he's the Mazik. He's going to have to reimburse the Lekeich. The Lekeich's not losing anything. So the Gemara, Alexeir, Shematapod Leke Ba'inis. Shematipod Leke Ba'inis. The Chshash isn't that someone will burn it down. The Chshash is an Ainis will happen and a fire will erupt. And it will be Neved Al Yidei Ainis and there's nobody to go after. And the Moicher never saved it. So Imoik Mesle Bershusai. If you're going to say that with Kesef alone, the Mekach isn't Nigmar, and it's still Bershus HaMoicher, so then, Moser Nafshei Torah HaMatzel. As long as the Moicher knows it's still in his Rishus, he's going to be Terei HaMatzel. V'loi, if it's not going to be in his Rishus, if you're going to say the Kinyan was already Chal, then Loi Moser Nafshei Torah HaMatzel. He's not going to be Moser Nefesh to be Matzelit. The Pasha Peshat Grado in this Gemara is like other Yishonim say, that if he knows that the Kinyan isn't Chal with the Kesef, so then he's going to be Matzalit, because otherwise the Lekeach is going to back out and he's going to be still left with nothing. Rashi before Grado said a different Peshat. Rashi before said, we put it in his Rishus, and because we put it in his Rishus B'negeya, that if the price goes up, if all there was Kesef and no Meshicha, the Meicher could back out. So maybe since he knows that if the price goes up, he can back out, he'll be Tereich Matzel, because it's not worth it for him to lose this opportunity to make more money if the price goes up. The Pashup shot would be like we mentioned, the Leikirashi. Zog the Gemara, this is all Shittas Rabbi Yochanan. Shlokesh Amar, Meshicha Mefreshes Min HaTorah. It's not a gzeira that they said you shouldn't be koine b'kesef. Fakert. So often a pasuk in the Torah that metalten is nikna b'meshicha, nish b'kesef b'meshicha ya. My time in the shlokesh, what's the makar? On my cross, a pasuk b'negei the dinam of oino. Sheit v'chisim kru mim kalam yisecha. Oikono imiyada misecha. If you sell or purchase something, I'll tell you no isha samisa. There's an isra oino. So we dashin, it says, oikono imiyad, dover hanikna miyad liyad. That the pasuk of oino is talking about something which is nikna miyad liyad. So the pasuk is talking about Aino, but the limud that we're learning from here is not Aino de Gedin. The limud that we're learning is kana. How are you kana metaltalin miyad liyad, from one hand to the other? Dahainu meshicha. Rabbi Yochanan that holds that midraisa kesef is good. So he says miyad is just coming lemuti karka the lesbay Aino. It's not coming to tell you how you're kana metaltalin. It's coming to tell you that this parashat of Aino is only subject to Mechiris Metaltlin. By Mechiris Kakois, there is no Isra Aino. So that's why it says, Miyad Liyad, that by Metaltlin, which is Nikna Miyad Liyad, as opposed to Karka, Karka is not something that's Nimser Miyad Liyad. So Metaltlin, which is something which is Nimser Miyad Liyad, that's when there's a din of Altoin. Rishlokish, Im Kein Lichtiv Krov, V'chisim Kru Mimkru Miyad Misecha, Altoinu. It just should have said, v'chisimkru mimkru, it's going if you're selling something, miyada misecho, dahainu metaltalin, which is something that you're giving over miyad liyad, I'll tell you, you shouldn't do aino. Oikona lomali. Why did the Torah have to write oikona? Shema mino l'meshicha. The reason it says oikona is to be masmich oikona to miyad liyad, to tell you that the kinyan of metaltalin is dafke miyad liyad al yidei meshicha. Why does he need oikona? This is the Torah says Isra no v'chisim krumim ker al toinu. The Torah is being mazir the moicher. If you're selling something al toinu, how do I know nisana moicher minayin? How do I know if the lekeach is ripping off the moicher that there's also Isra of lo toinu? Talmud loimer oikona al toinu. Says v'chisim krumim ker. Oikone altoinu. The altoinu is going both on the meicher and the lekeach. So that's why it has to say oikone. Shlokish says enachanami. We take a need oikone to teach you there's an iser oino on the lekeach as well. However, tar to gamimine, you could learn both things. Number one, that there's an iser of oino, even the lekeach shouldn't be ma'ana the meicher. And from the fact that the Torah was masmich, the loshen kinyan, to miyad, instead of being masmach the loshon mechira to miyad, is to teach you that the oifen a kinyan is al yidei miyad liyad, dahainu al yidei meshicha. Zog the Gemara weiter tnan, Reb Shimon Omer, kol shakesef biyodoy yodoy lo yoyne. In other words, we saw in the Mishnah that meshicha is koine mois ena koines, and mele, if all that happened was the lekeach gave mois to the meicher, either of the two could back out. There's a mishapora, but the mekach isn't chal. Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says, no, not either of the two can back out. Only the one who has the kesef, that's the one that can back out. Dahainu, the meicher, he's the one that can back out, but the lekeach can't. So let's look at the Gemara. Tanan, Reb Shimon Omer, kol shakesef biyodoy, yodoy al yoyne, dahainu, meicher hu demotzi hoderbei, but lekeach demotzi hoderbei. So Gemara tries to understand what's pshat in Reb Shimon. The chayri, I amret b'shloime, Mois koines. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the midah raisa be'emes mois is koines. So therefore, once the lekeach gives money, neither of them should be able to back out. It's just that the kana derabon on Hashem yomim is v'chtech abaliyah that they were mesakin that mois ain't in koines. So it makes sense. Reb Shimon's shita. Mishum hachi moicher motzi hoderbei. Lekeach loy matzi hader bayt. Why? Because meikra din midirai said the kinyan was chal. So neither of them should be able to be chayzer. So that's why Rav Shimon Taka holds lekeach can't be chayzer. This that the meicher could be chayzer is because for him we made a takana. We were scared shema yoyim nisuf chachetachal baaliyah. So we told him that he could be. This is where Ashi got his pshat. We told him that he could be chayzer. Like this, he has an incentive to save it in case it gets burnt, because he figures, if I can back out and the price goes up of the chayfetz, I'll back out and make some more money. But if it gets burnt, I won't be able to do that. So we give him the incentive to save it by telling him that he could still back out. But for the lekeach, there was no purpose to make such takonet, so it stays, the dina deraisa, that the mois was kindness and he can't back out. But that's the afkif you hold like, If you hold a Rabbi Yochan, eli I amrit mois einen koines. If you hold a kreshlokish, that midiraisa mishicha is koine, mois isn't a kinyan. So ibazoi lekeich nami leheder bay. Same reason the meicher could be chayzer, because it's not a kinyan. So who adin the lekeich should be able to be chayzer. Amal kreshlokish, you're right. Aliba the Reb Shimon loy kamina. Reb Shimon that's mechalik meicher lekeich. He obviously held that midiraisa mois is koines, and that's why lekeich can't be chayzer. My whole swara, Dr. Shlokish, that I'm saying that it's my whole shita that I hold that midiraisa, it's meshicha and not kesef. That was alibi derabon, ki kamina alibi derabon. My shita is going alibi derabon. The rabbanon that say that side the meicher, side the lekeach can back out. That's where I said, because there is no kinyan of kesef midiraisa, only meshicha is kinyan. Zogdik mar weiter, bishleim der Shlokish, der holds mit der Reise, moi sein in koine, so only Mashiach is koine. Heinu de ike, ben Reb Shimon, der Rabbon, that's good for the Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Rabbon, that Reb Shimon says only the Moicher could be Chayzer when Kesef was given, and the Rabbon hold that both of them could be Chayzer. The Machloikis goofy is in this Shaila of Reb Shlokish, that the Rabbon hold Mashiach is the Reise. So if Mois ain't in kindness, so neither of them are obligated. Lekeach can also be chayzer. Whereas Reb Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan and Svara, he holds that Mashiach is only at the kind of the Rabbanon in order to make the Moicher be matriach to save it. So therefore, it was only necessary to make the takana for the Moicher and not for the Lekeach. So the Lekeach blibes with the Reis of the Gedin that Mois ain't in kindness, that moy is koines, and memeila lekeach can't be chayzer. So that's all good. Aliba der shlokish. El Rabbi Yochanan, my ikaber Reb Shimon Rabban. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even according to the Rabbanon, he holds that Mashiach is only at the Rabbanon the Gitakone, but midiraisa moyis is koines even according to the Rabbanon. So what's the machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon? Why would the Rabbanon hold that lekeach could be chayzer if it's only a takana that they made? It's a takana for the moicher, not for the lekeach. So the Gemara, Ikke Benayu de Reb Chizde. The Shaila is in Reb Chizde's din. The Amr of Chizde, Reb Chizde came along and said, Kederech shatiknu Mashiach b'moichin, kach tiknu Mashiach b'lekuches. In other words, the real tikkun of Mashiach was that the moicher should be able to be chayzer, and that will be an incentive for the moicher to be matzel in case of a dleike. But once they were mesakin Mashiach b'moichin, they were also mesakin Mashiach b'lekuches. And Rashi's lashon is, that if you're going to say that the lekeach can also be chayzer after nesinas mois without mashiach, kol shkein, that the moicher will save it. Not only will the moicher have an incentive to save it because we're telling him that he could back out, and memeila it's worth it for him to save it in case the price goes up, he should be able to back out and make a bigger profit. But he has another incentive to save it, because if the lekeach is going to be able to back out, so if a fire is coming, the lekeach will back out and the moicher will be stuck without anything. So memeila, that's another incentive for the moicher to save it. So memeila, Reb Shimon lasted the Reb Chizde. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of this for Reb Chizde, that they weren't mesakin chazore for the lekeach. Only for they weren't mesakin this takon of meshicha for lekuches. They were only misakin it for the moicher. Masha'en kein der Rabbon, and they hold of Rav Chizde, that just like they were misakin it for the moicher, they were misakin it for the lekuches too.